Never Ending Radio Show, Recovery, Recharge.
For those of you that are new, I've always liked to think of the 12 steps as a game plan for living. And its biggest function, if you're new, is to replace your plan. That's the biggest thing that happens. That's why you zoom ahead, is that you stop doing what you've been doing. Whatever you put together, each person, each alcoholic, whether they know it or not, has put together some kind of a survival plan. Well, this is how I get along out there. And you have sort of little internal rules that you live by, sort of a code of drinking or a code of ethics or whatever you want to call it. And it just consists of things like never trust anybody who doesn't drink. You know, those wonderful philosophical insights. Well, I never do that. And never say the word God. And always do this. And don't share problems. People will get their nose in your business. I mean, you put together a whole, your ideas about how to get along in this world. And it's loosely called your philosophy or your plan for living. And the 12 steps are another plan for living. And what we do is we have meetings. And we bring you to the meetings, and we have speakers and discussion meetings. We got sober alcoholics. And so you see the results of this plan for living. That's just a live example for you to look at. And you say, now there's a lady with 5 years. Now there's a guy with 2 years. And you listen to what they say, and you look at the way they are. And you see the results of it. And all that we're suggesting is compare those results with you. And what we're saying is, based on one casual look at you, not too many people are going to buy into your plan. You follow what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to sell your plan for living to too many people if you let them see you. Because you don't look too good. And you're wearing a wristband. I remember when I first got here, I was an outpatient from the Nut Ward across the street, the Navy Bethesda. I had 6 months of sobriety. I'm still wearing that damn thing because I was an outpatient. I'm speaking at meetings. You know, you got my sponsor made me start talking when I had 3 months. And I'd be yapping away, and people would come up afterwards and they'd go, it's hard to listen to anybody wearing a wristband. You know what I mean?
It's the Never Ending Radio Show.